Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Reminders. Greetings and a warm welcome to the 8th episode of our Crime Fighters series, The Secret of the Bones. 1-year-old Zuri has been abducted from his parents Blue and Bapoto. One of the traditional healers in Busuku, Shava, claimed his ancestors had told him Zuri was killed by a lady who wanted to enrich herself. Zuri's pyjamas and name bracelet were found in the garbage bin of another traditional healer, Lindia. Consequently, the community of Busuku believes Lindia masterminded Zuri's kidnapping. However, the forensic results showed that the fingerprints and hair found on Zuri's belongings are not Lindia's. So whose could they be? Last time, we also had Shava promise his patients that he would cure them of all sorts of diseases, even AIDS and cancer, in a riverside ritual. Shocked by his miraculous claims, Dr. Kibi decided to go undercover to find out what it is that Shava does. Will his plan work? We start this episode called Follow the Scent at the hospital where Lindia is waiting with Dr. Kibi for the police to come and fetch her.
Hey, Lindia. I've just made an appointment with Shava.
You did? When are you going to see him?
I'll go tomorrow morning and pretend to be a client.
Just see how he works, Akina. The things he claims he can do are not what genuine healers do.
It's crazy. Claiming to enlarge penises, bring back lost lovers, help people win the lottery, even cure AIDS.
I know, Akina, I know. My ancestors would be very angry with me if I pretended I could do any of that. No healer can do such things. Just imagine the disappointment of people who believe his promises.
Oh, look. Here come Naki and Sive to pick you up.
Good morning, you two.
Morning, Naki and Sive.
Morning.
I guess I just have to resign myself to my fate.
Lindia, we've got the DNA results. Mm-hmm. They confirm that the hair and fingerprints on Zuri's pyjamas and bracelet are not yours.
See, officers, I've been telling you all along that I'm innocent.
I'm very sorry you had to go through this, but it was the right thing for us to do. The evidence spoke against you, we couldn't just let you go. And the investigation is still ongoing.
The investigation has to go on. Zuri's kidnappers are still out there.
Yes, we know. And as today is day 5 after the abduction, we are worried we may not find Zuri alive.
Oh, I hope you do find him alive. But where am I supposed to go? They burnt down my house and all my possessions in it. I have nothing anymore.
Lindia, I'm taking you to my place, okay? You can stay as long as it takes for you to get back on your feet.
Oh, Akina, thank you.
Later the same day, Blue's friend Faith pays a visit to Shava. Remember, the healer forced her to sleep with him during their last session, even though she's underage. Shava claimed this would exorcise the demons he said were stopping Faith's business from succeeding.
Good evening, Shava.
Faith, what brings you here this evening?
Shava, I'm in pain since you had sex with me, even after yesterday's cleansing ceremony by the river.
It can't be.
No, really. It burns when I pee, and I don't feel well at all. I think I have a fever.
I'll need to see what the bones have to say.
Forget the stupid bones. Just give me something to make the pain go away. Otherwise, I'll go back to the hospital.
What? You went to the hospital?
Yes. After you refused to use a condom, I went there to get the morning after pill. They did some tests and everything seemed okay, but they told me it was too early to know if I'd caught any diseases.
What happened between me and you is part of the healing process.
But Shava...
Don't get the hospital involved. No! The hospital will just reverse what we have achieved.
I'm in pain, Shava. I really think it's some sort of sexually transmitted disease.
Nonsense! I don't carry diseases. I'm totally clean.
Please, make my pain go away, Shava.
I'll give you a mixture.
Okay, thank you.
So Shava has once again successfully convinced Faith that his medicine is the answer to all her problems. But the next morning, the healer has a new client.
Come in.
Good morning, Shava.
Ah, you must be Akina, right?
Yes.
Okay, please come in. I was expecting you. Nice to meet you, Akina.
Likewise, Shava. I heard so much about you. I traveled all night by train to seek your help.
Take off your shoes.
Yes, Shava.
All right. How can I help you today?
I've just opened a small shop in my area. I want it to grow fast.
Do you have money?
Not much. But as the business grows, I can pay more.
Okay. I'll give you a mixture that you can sprinkle around your shop.
Is it the best mixture you have?
Well, this is just the cheapest method. For sure, they are more effective ones, but they are also more costly.
I'll make a plan to pay for it. I really need the best. I've heard you have the best special mixtures.
That's right. To increase the number of people coming to your shop, I do have something very special for you. A human body part.
Huh?
This offering will please the spirits. They'll reward you by bringing you wealth in return.
Shava, like what?
Okay, let's say for example, a donated fingernail.
Would fingernails work?
Well, that's entry level. I also have top of the range stuff. Even some of a very, very rare kind.
In the human body part range?
Let's say I can give you something in a sealed container that you must promise to never open. But it is not something for the faint-hearted.
Shava, I'll do anything to make sure my business succeeds. How do I use it?
You dig a hole in front of the doorstep of your shop and bury it there. There are also some mixtures to go with it.
This is the one I want. If you're sure it's the most effective.
You'll have to come back with at least half the money as a deposit. I guess 500 might be enough.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
But it works. Quality has its price, you know. What I'm offering here is not some ordinary amulet. It's a very, very rare and powerful talisman.
As Akina is consulting Shava, the police are still searching for Zuri. Because the DNA results have cleared Lindia of any involvement, the officers have decided to search the entire area with the help of more officers and a canine unit. Naki, Sive, and an officer from the canine unit are starting out at Dr. Wood's aloe farm on the outskirts of Bosoku.
Good morning, Sergeant. Constable.
Morning.
Welcome, Officer Carol. I see your dogs are ready. This is Kulu. She's in charge of the workers today as the farm owner, Dr. Woods, isn't here.
You know, my boss won't be happy about this. I'm going to call Dr. Woods and inform her about what you're doing.
Kulu, we don't really care whether your boss is happy or not. We have a warrant and we're going to do the search now.
Whatever.
I'm so glad you could come out here with the dogs today, Officer.
We're starting at the aloe farm because it's on the outskirts of town. After this, we'll work systematically in towards the center.
Thank you, Officer. As we discussed, we'll do a sweep around the farm and in the bushes first. Then we'll search inside the buildings.
Let's get started. I'll release the dogs now.
Yes, please.
Come on, boy. Come on, boy. What? Where? Where, boy? Yes, boy. What is it? Where is my trowel?
Here, officer.
Let's see. What could be here? What's this? Oh my. What is the world coming to? Bones. Human bones.
Oh my God, look here. There's a jawbone and a whole skull. Probably a child's given the size, huh?
I can't believe it. They're definitely human bones.
How did they get here? Someone needs to give us some answers. Sive, run to the other officers, please. Tell them nobody's allowed to leave until we're done. No phone calls allowed, and call forensics. They need to come immediately.
That brings us to the end of this episode, but it leaves us with plenty of questions. Where is Dr. Woods? Does she know about these bones buried in a shallow grave on her property? For this story and much more, you can visit our webpage dw.com/crimefighters or join us on Facebook at DW Africa. Goodbye for now.